Good morning to you. Casting and catching. For coaches, CEOs, military officers, teachers, parents, pastors, spiritual leaders, and possibly anyone that must take the leadership role for an organization or group. Much is made about the need for casting an inspiring vision before the people you are to lead. Yet no matter how carefully crafted or even divinely crafted and cast the vision may be, it profits very little if the target audience fails to catch the vision. Consider the Lord's desire for the children of Israel after freeing them from bondage in Egypt. Through Moses, their leader, the Lord had cast the vision and let them know that it was his desire to lead them into possession of a land flowing with milk and honey. Yet, despite having seen with their own eyes their miraculous escape through the waters of the Red Sea as Pharaoh's army pursued them, they did not catch the vision of their actually living in the promised land. Numbers 13 and Deuteronomy 1, 19-46 detail how the children of Israel were allowed by the Lord to send spies into the land of Canaan to explore and report on the promised land. 12 spies were sent to spy on the land, and all 12 returned with the same report and told Moses, "We went into the land which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit," Numbers 13 and 27. Then they added, Numbers 13, 28 through 33, "But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in Negev, the Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan." Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." The 10 outnumbered the 2, and they failed to take the land, and they were sentenced to 40 years of wilderness wandering, until the rebellious generation all died out in the desert. On the other hand, Jesus cast a vision before his departure in Matthew 28. Picking up the text at verse 18, it says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" The vision Jesus cast of being a witness for him in the world is for every believer in every generation. Saints, I pray it is said of us what was said of Paul and Silas in Acts 17, 6b. "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here too." Now that's catching the vision.